Hier wir haben da Samich Tess Omer Aleph, halfway down. Betrunem Alibi de Rabon. So the Mormon Tana Lohoda Tana Rabon. Who's the Tana of this Braisa? Shogag Boze Uvoze Zehu Shoge Koma Batera. If somebody is shogig in both, that means he forgot today was Shabbos, and also he forgot that these molochas are osur, he forgot both, that's the ikka shogig koma batera. Like Rashi says, zel shogig koma batera, kloima, hecha de shogag b'shabbos uve molochas, he forgot today was Shabbos, and he also forgot these molochas are osur. As he was chorash and kotzer on Shabbos, and he forgot these are also. Is ain kan ledin v'loy dayin lekante v'ain lechashegi kazeh. Nobody will be mechulak on you. This is zicha called the shegig. That in such a case, he is zicha mechayiv achatis if you did this on Shabbos. Hezid b'zeh v'zeh. Let's say if I care, the person knew today was Shabbos, and the person also knew you're not allowed to be chorash. You can't plow on Shabbos. You can't cut off the tefuah on Shabbos. Zuhi mezid om avatera. That's pshita called the mezid. If he did it with Adim, with Asura, he's chayiv misam. Without Asura, without Adim, he's only chayiv chorus. Shrash hezid bezeh bezeh ein lecha mezid kezeh. Now where's the shilas though? Shogag b'shabbos. Somebody was a shogag and Shabbos means he forgot today was Shabbos. Ve'hezid b'mlochis, and he did the mlochis. He knew you're not allowed to be chorosh on Shabbos. You can't plow on Shabbos. Just he forgot today was Shabbos. That's one case of a shkoga, that is a chai v'chattis, if he does the melochas on Shabbos. Or another case is, sheshogag b'melochas. He forgot you're not allowed to plow on Shabbos. He forgot about melechas charisha. He forgot about the melechas koitzer. V'ezid b'Shabbos, he taka knew today was Shabbos, just he forgot his melochas arosa. That's also called the shegi, that you chai v'chattis. Or another case. Oy sheomar, yodei ani shemlochas u'asura. I talk you know today is Shabbos, and I know you're not allowed to make charish on Shabbos. You're not allowed to plow on Shabbos. Avol eni yodei shechayovim alei korban. I don't know if you chayiv a korban if you plow on Shabbos oiloi. Is chayiv such a case is also called a shogeg that you chayiv a korban. So the Gemara command who is the shita kun munvas. This is munvas shita we had before. The real the chiddush. Im shogeg is mamish kemezid. You take and know you're doing the avera. Just you don't know there's a chiyuv korban. That's also a chayiv to bring a korban. Weiter. Om Rabbaye hakol moedim b'shvuos bitoy. Everybody is masking. Musum see that means Zaira b'yichnin and Zaira shem ben lokish. That by the korban of a shvuos bitoy. If you swear false, there's a chiddush after bring a korban. Shein chayov male korban at sheyishkog b'lav shebo. Here even Rabbi Yechanan is moida. You only be chayiv a korban shvuos bitui if your shogag means you forgot, you did not even know there's a lav in making this shvuos shov. So the more hakol moidim, who's the man the yom that's moida here? You don't need a lav in other places, even though you know there's a lav. Is man Rabbi Yechanan? The chur goes according to Rabbi Yechanan. That even though by Shabbos Lamashal he's moida, even though you know you're not allowed to plow, you know it's also to do on Shabbos, just you think there's only a lav involved. You don't know there's a chiyuv koris, for such a shkoga you're called chayiv korbin. Here by Shavuos Bitoy, you'll be potter from a korbin. And what's the chilek? The chilek here that Shavuos Bitoy is the one case of the chiddush, even though there's no chiyuv koris b'mezid. If you do a Shavuos Shav b'mezid, you only chayiv a lav. There's a chiddush akruv. You do it b'shogeg though that you have to bring a korban. So the more pshita, avad Rabbi Yechon is moed here. You have to be a shogeg in the lav because there's no korus involved. So lo yitzri, the person knows that by swearing false you're over lav. There's no shkoga then. That's called 100% mason. So the more kikom Rabbi Yechon, and when does Rabbi Yechon say a chiddush that even though you know there's a lav, it's still called a shogeg? Hechadik korus, where there's a chiyuv korus involved. So we say you call the shogeg because you don't know, you forgot there's a chiyuv koris for Melechus Shabbos. Abel Hocha, but here by Shavuos Bitoy, they're swearing false, the lack of koris, even if you swear false, the mezid, there's no chiyuv koris. There's only a lav. Loi, avad Rabbi Yechon is moedim. It's only called the shogeg if you forgot there's an issur b'chlal to swear false. So at Gemara name, I would think, without this chiddush by Shavuos Bitoy, it's a chiddush that is the chiyuv korban here. Why? To bechol hatarukul all over loy ashkech on lav the ma'isyalei korban. We never find a lav that you have to bring a korban on the lav alone. Like we had before, you learn not from avodah zarah. It's only such averus that have the chiyuv korban. If you do the averus, be mezid, I call upon there's a chiyuv korban. If there's a misa, if there's a chiyuv misa avada, but even if there's at least a chiyuv korban, that is such a aver. If you do it b'shoigeg, you chayiv a korban. Ma'ashenker an aver that only has a chiyuv lav to it, even if you do it b'mezid, there's no chiyuv korban. Ma'ashenker here by shvuz bitu, this is the one exception, that even though there's only a lav, still you chayiv a korban. Lashchon lav de ma'isi, la korban v'hochel ma'isi, ma'ashenker here the one case that you are, I would think he shogag b'korban nami l'chayiv, that according to Rabbi Yechon, since it's a chiddushia, even though you know there's a lav, but since you're a shogig nogei to the chiyuv korban, you don't know there's a chiyuv korban. That's also called the shkoga to mechayiv your korban. Kamash malon. No, that's a bias chiddush. Kamash malon. That here Rabbi Yechon is also moida that you would have to be a shogag in the lav. So drashi shvuas bitui. That means sheoichel v'loy oichel. You swore you will eat, and throughout the day you did not eat. Or else sheochalti. You swore that you already ate today. V'loy yochalti, and you didn't eat. Is chayiv ole korban. In such a case where you swore with a shreigeg, you chayiv a korban. We'll soon see how the case of a shkoga here. Oksiv, Beit HaTorah says, v'nelam, he forgot, the hainu shreigeg, is akol moedim shreigeg, shalor dinish bashle oichel. Somebody makes a shrua, I will not eat today. V'yochel, and then in the middle of the day, he forgot he made the shrua, and he went and ate. Ein chayiv. Everybody's masking here. You're not chayiv. Elim came shochach shvuosai. You had to forget the whole shvua. That means you were shogeg even in the lav shaboy. Kishochal. Tahashta shogeg b'lav shavu. That's considered you're even a shogeg in the lav. So the Gemara Rashi Akil Moedim man who's Moedim Rabbi Yechon Klema. Akokach Rabbi Elava Plutu. The Munvaz Rabboniko. He's not going upon Munvaz. Lashmin the moide mun was beho shigas korban lehevish koga the mechit haisi avada not like Rashi speaks out avada mun was will behold madach by chiyuv koras yod even though you know there's a koras just the fact you shoyg again a korban is mechayiv you a korban according to mun was so avada here where there's no koras involved if you were shoyg again the korban avada you have a chiyuv to be in korban no the chiddush here is according to Rabbi Yechonin like Rashi says vayta sakot at the chaminach vishu as bitu nami kor Rabbi Yechonin b'mosayu there's a half minute note Rabbi Yechonin's masking even by shu as bitu even though you know there's a lav b'shas you eat the oichel as you made a shu in the morning I'm not going to eat today and b'shas you go and eat in the afternoon you remember you realize you made a shu. Just you only think there's a lav involved. You are a shoyger. You did not know there's a chiyuv korban. For that alone, I would think, according to Rabbi Yochanan, also you mechayiv a korban. Why? Because it's a chiddush. This avera, this shvuas bitu that b'chal there's a korban. So maybe here also you chayiv a korban. Kamash malon? No. Trasha kamash malon abaya. The moida Rabbi Yochanan bo that here Rabbi Yochanan is moida. The bina and shigas lav that you still need a shkoga in something in the oynish. And here, since there's no oynish chorus, you have to have the shkoga in the lav. The hazed balav, if you knew there's a lav, su lek a shkoga, you can't have a shkoga here. The vonami polig rabbon amunvas. Here the rabbon also brings the chanmuvas viamrin. The ain't shigas korban shkoga. Stam the fact that you're a shkoga, you don't know there's a korban involved, but you mamnish know you're doing an iser. With all the chumrin, you're doing an iser with the chi of chorus, with the chi of lav. Now, Vada the Rabbonim still dings the chiran munvas to say in such a case, you're potter from a korban. So therefore, even Rabbi Yechon is moida. Where's the case you chayiv a korban by shvuas bitui? If in the morning you make a shvua, you're not going to eat today, then in the afternoon you have to forget that you made a shvua. You forgot that there's an isra upon your teeth, and then you go and eat. Such a case is called a shkoga, that you chayiv a korban. So the more meisveim, ezel shigash shvuas bitui lishover. What's the case of you made a shvua and you were over the shvua bishkoga in the case of lishavar, a past tense, something that happened already. Now this is shver. What do you mean you were shogeg? In past tense, Moshe means, Poshin, you made a shvua you didn't eat today. You didn't eat yesterday. So Manashach, did you or didn't you eat? On the side you did eat yesterday and now you're making a shvua you did not eat. That's a shvua's beat of amazing. You know you right now you're swearing fools. How is it gemolt that you're making a shvua and you were shogeg? If you don't realize what you're doing, that's not called a shvua altogether. You know what you're saying, so you're saying a shvua sheker right away. That's bemezid. How is it the case of a shgoga? So Rashi is el shvuas bito leshavar. So bishleim malabo, bishleim you make a shvua something and what's going to happen. That's good. Kagoyin shle oichol. You make a shvua in the morning, you're not going to eat today. Is mishkach haslo, kagoyin shin is almo hashvua. You can find the case that you forgot in the afternoon that you made the shvua. V'yochol, and you wait. Elu leshavar, but the case of leshavar means past tense, something already happened. Kagoyin shachalti. You make a shvua that you ate yesterday, and really the emes is that you did not eat yesterday. Is then can shog? There's no shogging involved. Why? If he really thought that he ate at the time when he made his shvua, ain't the chayav korban. Such a case, you're not chayav. That's not called his shvua's between. The tanya b'shvuas. The Gemara in Shvua says, ha'odem b'shvua. A person has to be b'shas. He makes the shvua on person means with his whole das. He has to know and realize what he's saying. Pratli yonos kolayim odem b'shvua sheyodem b'shvua b'shas shvua sheyatei daiti alof. He has to realize what he's saying. B'shas shvua. B'shas is making the shvua. So he made the shvua here, I did not eat yesterday. And if right now he really thinks he did not eat, even though really, really he did eat. But if he really thinks now he did not eat, that's not called the shvua's bit at all. That's not called shvua adam. Shvua's adam means you have to know what you're saying. Whether you're saying emes, whether you're saying sheker, besides the shvua, you have to know what you're saying. So the case has to be a shvua sheker means that you're swearing now that you did not eat yesterday, and you really know you did eat yesterday. So that's not called the shvua, that's called the mazit. So where's the case? So the Gemara, Shimoma, the person tak is swearing false now. There is he swearing he did not eat yesterday and really he knows he did eat. Just why is it called the shogeg? Because he knows it's also to make the shvua. He does not know to make a shvua's beat if you chayev a korban or not. That's also enough to give it a shame shkoga. Chayev. Is a chur hamani. Who does this brisa go? Munvasi. This brisa goes according to Munvas. That's Munvas chiddush all along. That Munvas says, even though you know exactly what you're doing with all the chumras of the avera, just you did not know that you chayev the korban, that's also called the shkoga. See, also, that's the case. The person made a shvua now a false shvua. He swore he ate yesterday. Or he swore he did not eat yesterday. And really, really, he did eat yesterday. But since he does not know for swearing false, Yechayev a Korban, that's Mechayev a Korban. Right, this parenthesis, he really will skip. When our girl said, really, more just says, Lishnachmin, another pshat is, Mani, who does this price to go like? Ilem and Mudvazit, you want to say, goes according to Mudvaz, Pshita, that Yechayev a Korban. Hashtab, Cholot Torah, Dalav, Chidish, Umadach, Olov, Moshe, by Shabbos, where there's no Chidish Yechayev a Korban, because there's Mamash, Yechayev Korus. Or Mashigas Korban Shmesh Goga, even in the case where there's a Chiyav Korus involved. Still Munva says, even though you know you Chayav the Korus, but if you only Yishgoga that you do not know there's a Chiyav Korban, that's Mechayav your Korban, is Hocha by Shvuz Bitoy, the Chidishu, that there's no Korus involved, there's only a Lav. And still you Chayav the Korban here, Lekoshchein Avadam Munva is Moida, that you Chayav the Korban with Yishgoga of the Korban alone. El Lav Lechuris, Bryce has Gova Korantara Borani. Or tiyufta di abaya tiyufta. This pshat is a tiyufta on abaya. That Rabbonin here has to mean Rabbi Yechinen. That Rabbi Yechinen will be moide even by Shvuas Bitoy. Even though you know that there's a lav and vow for swearing false. As you know right now, you're being over lav. You're swearing right now that you did not eat yesterday. And you know really you ate yesterday. So you know you're over lav. Just that you don't know that there's a chiyuv korban involved in this chet. You don't know this chet is mechayev your korban. That alone is enough to be called a shaygeg. So Nemos Rabbi Yechonim would say he has been even by shuas bitoim. Let this lishna, it's a tiyuf to dabai. But really we shouldn't be goris at those, like it's in parentheses. And here because it's not a stirut, it's not a kasha on abai. Here's a tumor vayter. V'yom rabaye Hakel moidim b'truma. Everybody's moida by the chet of truma, on earth of Yisrael. By mistakes, eat truma. Shein chayov mole choymish. When is he chayiv to pay back? El choymish 1/5 more of the value of the truma. Achi yishkut b'lav shebo. Here he has to be a shogeg. When Shas eats the truma, he does not even know there's a lav. He does not even know it's osati truma. Whereas this Yisrael was a shogeg. Either he did not realize what he's eating is truma, he thought it's chulim, or else he did not know the chal is an isati truma. So the Mora, Kol Moed Deman, Heisuas Abaye is saying this chiddushin. Who's the Akol Moedim? Who's everybody that's maskim? Is Luchur Rabbi Yechinen? Even though that by Shabbos with the Zechir Koros involved, Rabbi Yechinen holds the Shoeg Giz. Even though you know there's a lav, just you don't know the Zechir Korban. But here by Truma, since there's no Chiyiv Koros, you have to be a Shoeg in the lav. So more of Shita. Kiyom and Rabbi Yechinen, and when does Rabbi Yechinen say Ishkog al Yidi in the lav is still called the Shoeg Kechadik Koros? And in a chet, like by Shabbos, where there's a chiyiv chorus involved. So then we say, even though you know there's a lav, but since you're a shogad, you don't know there's a chiyiv chorus, that's called a shkogam. Over here, by truma, hechad lecha chorus, there's no chiyiv chorus if ye truma b'mefid. Loi, avadam. You can't alone be a shogad with chorus, but you have to be a shkogam in the lav, because you have to either don't know this is truma, or else you don't know b'chalas, also for your swelty truma. But the more name is there is a chiddush here. Now the Tamei would think misa b'makom koros emedis. Enachnami truma for Yisrael, each truma doesn't have a chiyuv koros, but he has a chiyuv misa b'dei shemayim. So maybe misa b'dei shemayim is also a chomer dekoinish. So maybe he could be called a shkoga, a shogeg, if he just doesn't know there's a misa b'dei shemayim. As even though he knows I'm a Yisrael and I'm not allowed to eat truma, and he knows it's truma, and he knows there's a lav. Just the fact that he does not know there's a chiv mitzvah b'dei shemayim, maybe that's not to be called a shogeg. V'chi shogeg b'misa nami l'chayiv. Kamash malon, that's a bias chiddush no. Kamash malon here that mitzvah b'dei shemayim is not enough of a shogeg. Here you have to be a shogeg even in the lav itself. Strash yakom oidim truma. Zah shochal truma. Zah that goes to truma. B'shogeg by mistake. Now there are two types. Either he does not know this truma or else he doesn't know it's also tidit. Is a chiddush akrua meshalem chaymish al shrigosai. When he comes to pay back to the kohen the value of the truma, like he ate truma, he like stole truma from the kohen, he has to also pay him back an extra chaymish. The chsiv at the postik says v'ish kiyoych hakodesh. If a person goes to eat hegdish, which means here truma b'shkoga by mistake, he has to pay back a chaymish. Avol mezid, but in the case where the Yisrael knew it's truma, and he knew he's not allowed to eat truma, he's a mezid, he does the chet b'mezid, ein meisiv chaymish. In such a case, there's no chaymish. When you pay back, you only pay back the value of the truma and not a chaymish. Although the chayiv misa b'dei shemayim, for such a chet b'mezid, there's a chiyiv of misa b'dei shemayim, the chsiv u'meisu boi ki yichalu. V'somach lei v'cholzah lo yoichu kodesh. Right near that it says v'cholzah lo yoichu kodesh. So here we're saying Balav Shabo, that means Kesova Chulin Vien Kan Lav. What's called he's a shkog in the Lav, what's up by his chiddush? That the Yisrael has to Bechlal, doesn't know there's a Lav at all by eating Truma. And it's either he thinks it's Chulin, he doesn't even know it's Truma. Mashad and Zatumor, but there's a chiddush involved. Well, I would think Misa Dichsir, but Truma is the Mokum Chorus, the Shara Veris. Mela, it's enough to be a shkoga in the misa, even though you know you're eating truma and you know you're not allowed to eat truma, but as long as you think there's only a lav, you did not know there's a chiv misa involved, that's also not to be called a shogeg. Kamash mon abaye, no, here, Rabbi Yechon is moide. It's not a chidish rabbi, why should Rabbi Yechon be moide here? Like Rav says, Rav or my name? Rav says, misa the malkam korosim at his name, Avad Rabbi Yechon holds the same sheet here by truma. So we bow by Trum, if Yidah b'meisid, there's a chiv b'dei shemayim, there's a chiv misa b'dei shemayim, so a shkoga, according to Rabbi Yechon, is enough that the person does not know there's a misa b'dei shemayim. He's misa b'mokam korosim medis, v'chaymish b'mokam korban koi, and the din they have to pay a chaym, which is the same thing as the korban. So about you, a shogeg here that you did not know by eating truma the Yisrael is a chayv misa b'dei shemayim, that's called eating truma b'shkoga, and that the Torah says you have to pay back an extra chaymish. So Drashi v'choymish the shigra truma v'makom korban the shigra shara veris. Olu Rabbi Yechonan mechayev choymish hashigras misa. According to Rabbi Yechonan, mechayev choymish an shkoga of misa. So the Gemara, no, the halacha by says the Rama Paske is like Rava here. That in such a case, according to we pass from Rabbi Yechonan, so be you show you that you did not know truma as a chiyev misa, but eshemayim for that alone is mechayev to bring an extra choymish. So the Gemara. Omer Rav Huna, Choye Mahalich Baderech Choye Bemidbar. Somebody was traveling in the Derech, he took a long journey, or else he got lost in the Midbar. V'eini Yodei Emos HaShabbos. Throughout his traveling, he lost count of the days of the week. He forgot what day of the week it is today. He doesn't know if today's Yom Rishon, Yom Beis, Yom Gimel, and mainly he doesn't know when Shabbos is. is the halacha is moina shisha yomim. Hey, so if Huna holds, he has to count 6 days, or meshama yom echad. And the seventh day, he makes that to be the Shabbos, and he watches that on Shabbos. We'll soon see exactly what that means. Havad l'mais, every single day right now is a suffix made by today is Shabbos. So Havad, you can't do mulachas any one of these days. It just means that midrabbon, and you keep one day, like not to forget Hilcha Shabbos. The Gemara says at the end, that means you have to make Kiddush and Abdullah call upon this one day. But that's Rav Huna Shita, that first you count 6 days, and the seventh day you keep a Shabbos. No, the first day right away. Keep that day al Shabbos. Make Kiddush the first day. And then you'll count 6 days on. What's the machlokes where the first you count 6 days and then keep Shabbos? Where you keep Shabbos the first day? That there was Shisha Shemei Maisa and then there was a Shabbos. Well, Masava Kodem Rishon, that it was created on Erev Shabbos. So the first full day all the Mauritian had was Shabbos. So Drashi, Moine Vov Miyoim Sheshoma Liba, from the day that he enters his mind, Sheshochsoi, that he forgot which day he's holding down the middle of the week, Umeshamra Shvi, and the seventh day he keeps a Shabbos. Mesham Yomechu Domain Vov, Vechol Yoim Sheshoma Liboy Einu Mesham. Vada, the day that he, in the middle of the day, that he realizes is that he forgot which day of the week we're holding, in the middle of the day, he can't keep this day of Shabbos. Why did Shema also malocha? Maybe he already did malocha on this day in the morning. Avyeim ha-mochras, the next day, that's what today in the afternoon, he realized he forgot the cheshmer, he doesn't know anymore what day of the week we're holding. So tomorrow, he keeps for Shabbos. Well, the Kamer Forest, the Bahanach, the Enum Shabbos, the Gemara later will explain, even the days that you don't keep on Shabbos, Le'yavad Nami Malocha, Avadi Nala Duani Malocha then, Elekade Panostas Hayom, only enough to keep you alive, as Pekuach Nefesh, you're allowed to do what you need to keep yourself alive. But more than that, it's Ase, because every single day now is a Suffolk, maybe today is Shabbos. Yeah. Strashi Kibriyosu Shalaylam, first it was 6 days that Hashem created the world, then on the seventh day was Shabbos. Kodem Rishon, Shenivra Be'er Shabbos, he was created on Erev Shabbos. V'yem Rishon L'minyone, the first full day that he was alive, was Shabbos, so it was Shabbos. That's the Machlokes. Zotik Mor Meisa, have a kasha. Straight up Reis, so Yom Halach, but there, somebody was traveling on the road. V'en Yodei Masai Shabbos, and he forgot to count of the day of the week. He does not know when Shabbos is. He is Alocha Misham, Yoy Mechod L'Shisha. He keeps one day from six. My love, what does this Reis mean? Moina Shisha, count 6 days. O Misham, Yoy Mechod, and the seventh day, that day you keep all Shabbos. So Chorot Zekula Reis Rav Huna, that first you count 6 days like Briyosa Shalaylam, and the seventh day you keep all Shabbos. So tomorrow, loy, I'll tell you the Braisa means Mishama Yemecha, the first day you keep a Shabbos. Umayna Shisha, then 6 days you count as Chol. So tomorrow, Yehochi, that was Pshan the Braisa. What does it mean, Mishama Yemecha the Shisha? You keep one day from six. Mishama Yemecha, they should have kept, they should have said, keep one day as Shabbos. Umayna Shisha mi boile. And then you count 6 days of Chol. The Yod, another thing is Shver. Tanya, another brisa says, Klo, ha-yemahalach baderech, if somebody is taking a journey on the road, oiban midbar, he went through the midbar, v'yeni yodei, musai Shabbos, and he lost count of the days of the week, he doesn't know when Shabbos is the halacha midrabbonim, the such halacha for moine shisha, let him now count 6 days, keep cheshmin 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, v'mishama yemechad, in the seventh day, that day he keeps our Shabbos. Is Tiyufta the Rabbi Chiya Barab Tiyufta. Chutz the Tiyufta the Rabbi Chiya Barab, that the law is like Rav Huna. That first you count 6 days of Chul, and the seventh day, that day you keep with Rabban and our Shabbos, we'll soon see what that means, our Shabbos, that you have to make Kiddush and Avdolah. So Drashi Yoy Mechel HaShisha Mashmo Levov Shofru. For the 6 days that pass by, the seventh day you keep our Shabbos. Something more on my Rova. The Chol Yom V'Yom, every single day now, as soon as you forgot count of the week, so you don't know when Shabbos is, every single day it's a Suffolk. Maybe today is Shabbos, is Alocha Oysalei Kadei Panasosli. You're allowed to do Molochis, whatever you need, to keep yourself alive. If you have to, whatever you do, to keep yourself alive, Kuach Nefesh is Mutter for that day. You're allowed to make enough food for that one day. So tomorrow, Bar Me Yehu Yoyma, except the one day that you have to keep out Shabbos, that day you can't make any food. For the Gemara, who yoim alimus, that day he should die. The Gemara says, the day before, he can't make more than he needs for that one day. So he has nothing left over. So if you tell me when it comes the next day that he has to keep our Shabbos, he can't do anything, he can't do any malacha to make any type of food, he'll die that day. So about that's a chiddush, the din pekuach nefesh is doicha mitzvahs. Torah says v'chayim b'hem. You only have to do mitzvahs to keep yourself alive. When it's a shail of killing yourself, you don't have to do the mitzvahs. So v'ad you have to even that one day to do malacha for what you need to keep yourself alive. So the Gemara, the pshat is the yoved meyes mil shtei panosis. It's the one day you have to keep a Shabbos or erev. The day before that, cook two portions. So you'll have enough to eat for 2 days for erev and for the day of Shabbos. For the Gemara, v'duma meyes mil Shabbos hevi. Hey, what do you want to say? Erev, the day before you keep Shabbos, cook for 2 days. But maybe that day is Shabbos. We don't know vade when you keep the seventh day for Shabbos and that day is Shabbos. It's only the Rabbanon de Galocha will soon see that you make that day for Shabbos. But really, every single day is a suffix, maybe today is Shabbos. So how can we tell you today, cook two portions for today and tomorrow? Maybe today is Shabbos and you're cooking for tomorrow. It's an Issa D'Raisa, it's not Pekuach Nefesh. You have no Heter. Elo Zot Mor, the Pshat is like this. Kol yoyim v'yoyim, every single day of your journey, since it's a suffix, every single day, maybe today is Shabbos, is oyseloi panasosoi afilu hu yoyim. Every single day, just make enough food for what you need that day to keep yourself alive. And even the one day that you keep in our Shabbos, you also have had to do the malachas for that one day. If every single day and that day you do malachas for what you need that day, what do you mean you keep in one day of Shabbos? How is that day different than every other day? Every day you're doing the same thing. Only do enough work for what you need for that one day, not more. So why is the seventh day any more strict than the days before? And for the Gemara, the Kiddusha v'Avdalta. That means you're supposed to make Kiddush and Avdalah on that one day. So Drash Yehu Yoyma Limos B'Temiya. The Kedusha v'Avdalta leZichron b'Yamon, as it's Rabbon leGedin, stand to be Mizekas Zikaron, to remember that such a thing as Shabbos, Shehaloi Shem Yoim Cholik Mishar Yomim, that you should have one day that's different than the other days. For leTishkach Shabbos Mimenu, it should not be forgotten from you the Inyan of Shabbos. As if you're not going to make Kiddush at all, it's just every single day. Midiraisa a suffix, maybe today is Shabbos. So at the end, throughout a year, like whatever it is, you'll forget the such a thing as Shabbos, you'll forget the mitzvahs of Shabbos. Therefore, the Rabbanan said, one day out of seven, make Kiddush and Avdolah. So the Mor Amar Rovo, Im ho yomaka mikses hayom shiyotze boy. As the person right now, he wakes up, he doesn't know what day of the week today is. He doesn't know today is Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. But he does know that he left town 4 days ago. He knows 4 days ago, that's when he started his journey. So the halacha is, people don't start their journeys on Shabbos. So if you know for sure 4 days ago you first started your journey, so Mela, the eighth day from your journey, you're allowed to do all the melachas. Because since you know the day you left was not Shabbos, so Monashech, 8 days later, zichah not Shabbos. So that one day you could do any melacha. That's Rabbi's din. If you remember how many days ago you left town, is oisa malacha kol hayom kulei. When it comes the eighth day, whatever you left either Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So comes the next time of the week, the next eighth day, is you could do malacha. For the more pshita, havadi could do malacha. Nobody leaves that town on Shabbos, so the journey didn't start on Shabbos. If you know when you left, 8 days later, zichanat Shabbos. So the Mormon, the time of the Chiddush is like this. I would have thought, keep on the Shabbos, the Nofes, nobody leaves the house on Shabbos. So I would think also, B'mayli Shabbat and Amila Nefid. People do not leave on Friday either. They do not leave. So Mel, if you know the day you left, we know for sure it wasn't the Shabbos and it wasn't the Friday. So Mel, every eighth and ninth day, Shizvad Bimut if you do the Malacha. V'hai, Inami B'chamisha B'Shabbat and Nofid. The latest in the week he could have left was Thursday he could have left. Of the Zaylish Darwin Leila Mevad Malacha Treyamim. When it comes the next eighth day, which is Thursday again, and the eighth and ninth, which will be Friday, those 2 days Shabbat de Bimutta. So I would think even 2 days he's allowed to do Malacha on Kamash Malon, that's the Chiddush. No, only one day, only every eighth day we let him do melacha. Val zimne de mishkachach shayosa or mikri v'nofik. Sometimes the caravan, like the boat, is leaving punkt on Friday, and you're not going to be able to find another one later on, so you take the leave on Friday. So it's not 100% that you didn't leave on, that you left, that you didn't leave on Friday. So you have to be choshes, maybe the day you left was Friday. Therefore, 8 days later is again Friday. But we're only matthew to do malach on the 8th day. Ma'ashenke, the 9th day, we have to be again chshash, maybe that day is Shabbos. So that's the chiddush, and only the exact same day that you left. Because if you know how many days ago you left, so the 8th day from that day is vaday, not Shabbos. But that's all. The next day, raise a sofek, maybe it's Shabbos. So Trashi, Im hoya makir, mixes yom shiyotza boy. The person knew, remembered which day he left. Loisha zocher raised yom Shabbos. He didn't remember it was Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Hoya, el zocher shayom yom shlish litziyosei. He just knows this is like the 3rd day that I left. I reveal litziyosei. Mitorchak yodesh shemon litziyosei. Oy samlocha kol yom ches.